Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, August 27, 2013. Eight injured by Israeli troops, gunfire and tear gas as clashes continue in West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Eight residents were injured on Tuesday during clashes that took place between dozens of local youth and Israeli soldiers in Aida refugee camp north of Bethlehem in southern West Bank. Local sources reported that the clashes are part of dozens of protests that took place in different parts of the occupied West Bank after undercover forces infiltrated into Qalandia refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem on Monday, killed three Palestinians and injured dozens, including 15 who suffered moderate to severe injuries after being shot by rounds of live ammunition. The soldiers fired gas bombs, concussion grenades, rubber-coated steel bullets, and rounds of live ammunition. One youth was shot in the face by a rubber-coated metal bullet, while several residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, local sources in Beit Safafa town in occupied East Jerusalem reported that a group of extremist Israeli settlers punctured the tires of 10 Palestinian cars in the town and wrote racist price tag graffiti. The attack apparently took place late at night or at dawn hours, as the residents only found out after they headed to their cars. The residents filed a complaint to the Israeli police demanding an end to the escalating attacks carried out by Israeli extremists against Palestinian property. The attack only comes one day after Israeli extremists defaced a wall of a local Palestinian home in Al-Khan Market area in the Old City in occupied East Jerusalem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, August 27 News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Seamus Sloan-White and me, Ghassan Bannoura.